This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A life versus breaking the law.
What happened?
That's the story we have in front of us today. And it may be a question of who was more in the wrong.
Mm.
Because if the allegations are true, there is no argument that a man took a car, which is against the law.
Okay.
But the reason authorities say he did it is what's interesting.
So like an emergency?
Yes.
All right.
And I guess the question that gets presented in this situation is, would you want him charged if it were your car he took?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes from Tommy Mulay's mom's hometown.
What's that?
Batchville, USA. No, Auburn, New York. That's where...
Yeah.
That's where we... Can I just, quick sidebar?
Yeah.
When I'm now going out of my way to find stories from Auburn so I can come up with new towns that sound like your mom is a skank. All right, so Auburn, New York, that's where we find a man who found himself in a situation.
Yeah.
Authorities say this man, who looks to be in his 30s, called 911 from his home for a medical emergency that was happening at someone else's home.
Okay.
So he must have found out someone was in trouble at a different place, called 911 for them.
Mm.
When this man discovered that the ambulance had not arrived yet, police say he made a decision. According to the police report, he went to his neighbor's house, took their car keys, and drove his neighbor. Drove his neighbor's car to the place where the medical emergency was occurring.
All right.
He then put the person having the medical emergency in the back of his neighbor's car with the intention of driving them to the hospital.
Okay.
Homemade ambulance.
Yeah.
Driving his neighbor's car. There was a small problem, though.
What's the matter?
He did not ask his neighbor.
All right. Well, he didn't have time.
If he could take the car. Just took the car.
To an emergency.
So along with that, at the same time he arrived and loaded this person into the car, according to the report, the ambulance showed up.
Oh.
And the neighbor who had his car taken found where his car ended up. So you have the ambulance, this guy in a stolen car, the neighbor whose car was taken.
The medical emergency.
All of this is happening at the same time. So here's where it gets interesting. The man who took his neighbor's car was arrested. He was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. He's got a court date coming up. So if the accusations are true, there is no doubt that he took this car that was not his and did not have permission to take. But he did it in an attempt to get someone medical attention who needed it and was not, at least according to him, getting it fast enough. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, how do we feel about this man?
I think he had the right intentions, you know?
Okay.
A
lot of bass going on over there.
I wish we knew what type of medical attention was needed.
Okay.
Because
that would matter to you.
Well, I mean, was it something that, like, was it a real emergency? Were you just doing it out of caution?
Like, called an ambulance. You don't just call an ambulance. Those things are expensive as hell.
You'd be surprised. Like, I think a lot of people call, and it turns out to be, like, not something you needed an ambulance for.
Okay, so you're not automatically convinced that what this man did was ethically the right thing.
I think he thought it was.
Is that enough?
I guess, yeah. I mean, you're trying to help somebody.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
How do we feel about this man?
So the guy, I mean, his heart was in the right place even if he overreacted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not really pissed at the dude.
Okay.
But what I am concerned about is that the guy who owned the car, mm-hmm. when he looked at the situation, he still decided to call the cops?
Here's the thing.
Or did he report the car stolen?
Now, it's possible he called the cops before he knew that the car, what the intention was.
But that would have been really quick.
Well, I mean, I would think if you look outside.
Auburn's at a big town.
I would think if you look outside and saw your car driving away, you would call the cops immediately.
But it sounds like he went into the house, I'm guessing, got keys, and drove off with the car.
It says he took his neighbor's keys. I mean, the keys could have been in the car. Who knows?
True.
But even if, if you look out and find your car is driving away, you're going to call the cops.
Right, but I mean, after the fact, though, I would try to explain to the police that, hey, the kid overreacted, but he wasn't trying to steal my car.
Okay, so
he's trying to help somebody.
Would this neighbor have to press charges for this guy to be facing charges?
That's what I thought.
Oh.
But I don't know.
I was under that assumption.
Probably, right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Okay, now, we admit, the details here are not, rock solid, right? Again, they're just allegations. But let's say in a hypothetical situation that the neighbor would have had to want to press charges for this guy to get charged.
Yeah.
Who is the bigger dick? The man who took the car trying to get someone medical help that he thought was not going to get fast enough without asking permission, mm-hmm. or the guy pressing charges for having his car taken?
Oh, the pressing the charges. Because you look like a complete ass. If that guy really needed to get to the hospital and he really thought the ambulance wasn't there, granted, the guy overreacted. But still, to sit there after the fact and still want this guy arrested for just trying to do a good deed makes you look like a huge gigola.
The only thing I'm thinking is maybe that good deed was like the final straw for this person.
Okay.
You don't know their relationship before.
Even so. You sound like you're on CBS Sunday morning. Even so. At the state of our economy today.
You ain't kidding, bro.
It's possible that, this person has taken the car before potentially without asking, and you just kind of let it go. But now it's like, all right, man, this isn't your car.
But this is the hill you die on, or the guy's doing good.
It could be a person who, overreacts to a lot of things. Maybe in your mind, it didn't seem like a necessary thing to take the car for, if you know all the details. So, yeah, I think it could just be like the final straw for this person. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
I mean, he could just
I'm not dealing with, will my car be there? Won't it be there?
But he sounds like a good soul was just like, sounds like he doesn't even have a ride himself. So he could be busted.
Well, yeah, that's why you would take
right, so
car.
I mean.
I would be even more pissed if he had his own car. Yeah. I don't want to put the miles on it.
But, I don't want him bleeding in my car. So he's a poor busted guy just trying to do right.
All right.
Even if he's annoying, to be standing there, because, by that time, there's probably people watching.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, lock him up.
Okay. So, look, you're saying all the right things.
That's
Tommy,
me, man.
And you sound great. And look, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. But I'll ask you this simple question.
Go ahead.
Again, with this story out in Auburn of a man who police say took his neighbor's car, called 911 for someone having a medical emergency at another location. When he found out the ambulance was not getting there soon enough, according to him, he took his neighbor's keys, took their car without permission, and went to where that person was having the emergency. He then, according to police, tried to load the person to the back of the car, was successful. As he was going to leave, the ambulance showed up, as did the neighbor who had his car taken. This man has been charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, which is a little bit strange because his heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
All right, so you said all the right things. Do not
That's
charges.
Me, buddy.
All right, so there's a very easy way to find out, Tommy, how you actually feel about this. Let's say, hypothetically, you are sitting in your house, you look out your window, and a neighbor that you are not intimately familiar with is driving your car away.
Yeah.
And you follow that car, and you find this exact situation where you get there, the ambulance is already there.
Figured out.
He's got you somebody in the back of your car who's like, oh, my chest hurts, whatever. You're not going to press charges.
I'm not. Because I look like a huge C.
Why would that? How is that different than every other day you've lived your life? Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Why?
Dork in the back.
Why? You lie! Why you lie? You would call the cops immediately.
I don't think I would because I don't like calling the cops first off.
Okay. Would your wife call the cops?
Well, that's a different story.
Would your wife want him charged?
I don't
know. Because I just heard in the break room, someone that would want him charged before you answer is a huge C.
I don't know.
So I
don't know.
I would carefully answer this question, you dumbass.
I don't know how she would react because I think if somebody was hurting, she would want that person because she's compassionate.
Okay.
I'm not.
So then wait a minute. If she's compassionate and you're not, you're arguing for compassion, and then you go, I don't know if my wife would call the cops.
I don't want to deal.
Okay.
Like, this whole story that you've presented in its entirety reminds me why you don't get involved in other people's business.
But he involved himself in your business.
Right. Okay. But he shouldn't have. He should have just let the ambulance. The ambulance would have come. The guy would have went to the hospital, and God knows what happened.
But again, you don't know. Like, this guy's scared. He thinks it's
person. I know.
No, you don't. You just argued against I know.
I'm not for any of this.
I'm not for any of
this. Yes.
All right. Well, then that brings us to another question.
What's that?
Kimmy, were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Would you have the balls to break the law for the sake of someone else's life? Because in this story, if all the allegations are true, this man did not live with, was not the person who was having the medical emergency. It's more likely a relative or a friend than a spouse or a child. And I get that most people wouldn't think twice about their own well-being for the health of their spouse or child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
Where is the line where you would trade your health or freedom for someone else's well-being? Like, Kimmy, would you be willing to face charges if your father needed medical attention?
Yeah, I guess like for a direct family member, you'd be willing to do whatever it takes to find them help.
Okay. Cousin?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
You want to think about it for a second? At least well, pretend? Hall, fake Hemet Hall, baby.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not as close with them, so okay. I'd feel like why? I guess it's more like this shouldn't be my responsibility. Wouldn't you feel that way?
I wouldn't.
Like, don't
say
you have somebody
closer? I
wouldn't
have said
like,
it into
don't
a
you
microphone.
Have somebody closer to you?
I wouldn't have said that at a microphone.
None of my cousins live here.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah.
Your dad is having a heart attack.
Again?
The only way to get...
This would be number seven. Like, one more punch in his car, he gets a freebie on the bypass.
The only way to get him in the hospital is to steal a car.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Your father.
I'd have to. That rolling piece of crap I would still have to, like, save. Because if I got back to my brothers and my sister at that time and stuff, it would look terrible.
Okay.
I ain't thrilled about it,
all right.
But I'm not doing it out of compassion. I'm doing it out of selfishness, how it looks to my family, how I look to the family.
Okay, it gets even
more. So that's not really makes me a good person.
It gets even more complicated when it comes to friends, because let's do same hypothetical. All right, Tommy, let's say I call you one day on Saturday. I go, I think I'm having a heart attack. Ambulance ain't here. My wife is not answering her phone. The only way you can get me to the hospital is stealing your neighbor's car. Are you stealing your
neighbor's
car?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I ain't prepping this show. I'm doing all that, man.
Save this man.
So you do it for Kimmy, too?
Absolutely.
Would you do it for Spisano?
Spisano?
Yeah, Spisano calls you. Hey, man, I'm sorry. No one else is answering their phone.
He is a Paisan. Italian roots.
You would not steal
I
a
didn't
car
know,
to
that's
save-
not an answer yet. No. No, I'm not for Scotty. I like the kid, but, you know.
I like the kid, but not enough to save his life?
Look, I think we've all had enough of Scotty. Been around for 50 years doing radio.
Be careful. Okay.
Enough's enough.
Glass houses, stones, maroon shoes. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you steal a car to save Tommy's life? Knowing that you would face charges on the back end.
I guess so. He's part of our
That's
team.
That's gung-ho.
No, but I mean.
Can't let the team member go.
You would be in. You'd get his chair. You would be
yeah.
arrested, taken down, processed, your picture in the paper.
Yeah.
Upgraded wardrobe.
I mean, I know your wife. I would do it for her.
She knows your wife.
So you won't do it for me at all.
I would do it for your wife.
Okay.
And for the show.
You just said about your dad. You wouldn't do it for your dad. You'd do it for your brothers.
Yeah.
No, I did say I would take him begrudgingly.
Okay.
Much how Kimmy would do for me.
Yeah. Of obligation.
And optics.
Not out of love.
So it's optics. That's how it looks.
So it doesn't make you good people.
No, but we still do it.
I think that's been established many years ago.
252 WCMO.
Let me ask you, fast talking boy.
Yeah?
Your daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Many medical issues.
Okay, sure. Am I stealing a car to save my dad's life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I don't want to see him die.
Because? Because
he's my dad.
Okay, all right.
What?
I don't see you running, grabbing the car keys.
What are you talking about? He had his heart attack as soon as I found out, went down to the hospital.
You didn't steal a car to get there, though.
Didn't have to.
And by the way, I don't think you got there right away.
Well, I got there when I got the call.
But didn't you go like eat dinner first?
I had to stop, get an oil change. All right. You know, I mean, I had things to do. Right. Yeah, of course I'm going to steal a car to save my dad.
Okay.
for the sake of my brother and sister. No, yes, because it's just... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know what would be really complicated if this was somebody... Because you know how if you do... Like, let's say there's somebody that you know that just always seems to be down on their luck. So, like, you do one nice thing for them, and then, like, the expectation is kind of there, so it grows a little bit every time.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you do one nice thing to help them out, and now, like, it's almost kind of, like, becomes a regular thing.
You feed
like,
a stray cat.
It's expected that you're going to help them with that thing that they're struggling with. And I guess at what point do you cut it off?
If they think they need an ambulance?
So you would cut it off then?
No, I'm confused as to...
My point is, like, that person got too comfortable with you with you helping them out.
Oh, you're talking about the neighbor.
The neighbor,
gotcha.
Yes,
I thought you meant, like, yeah, if you call me again saying you're dying and you need a ride to the hospital.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the neighbor. Like, let's say you helped this person out a couple times where they got just maybe a little too comfortable using your stuff.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that's a common occurrence with neighbors all over the place. And I mean, the car outside.
We're not that close, man.
And like, I can't, you know, outside of your own home, there's nothing more expensive than a car that someone could take. I mean, I do think with this story out in Auburn of this guy allegedly taking his neighbor's car to go drive to somebody's house who was having a medical emergency and the ambulance wasn't there yet to take him to the hospital, you do have to have a certain mindset for that idea to even pop in your head. Because if I was in the same situation as this man before we had this discussion, it would not have even occurred to me.
That's what makes me feel like there's some kind of relationship there where that would be an option that would pop into your head in an emergency.
But like, I want you to think about what kind of bad people we are.
Okay.
Because I'm positive that the three of us did not even look at this as an option, stealing a car to save somebody before they showed up.
Nope.
But this man did, according to the allegations, right? So... Does that make him a better person than we are?
Yeah, because he's going to do whatever it takes. I am not. Like, I'm not looking at the final option. I'll never get there.
Okay, so you're not going to steal a car to save
That wouldn't even cross my mind of something to do. I'd be like, oh, man, I ain't got a car. Guy's screwed.
There's also Uber.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a vote. He can call his own goddamn Uber. Or let his family do it, to Kimmy's point. He's got family.
Maybe.
Well, that's on you. Should be nicer to people.
252 WCMF. We'll take one call. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, so I noticed something while you guys were reading the story. The neighbor showed up at the scene. Like, how did he get there? Did he have a second car?
I mean, that is a conspiracy right now.
Like a bigger dick. But I don't know. I would probably... If I had to, I would steal a car to save you guys, including Tommy.
Look at that.
Wait, would we have to listen to you talk the whole ride to the hospital, though?
Probably.
Let me die.
Yeah, I'm going to hide from you when you get to the house.
Actually, in reality, if you actually were dying, I'd be solely focused on getting your ass to the hospital so they can save you.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll take the ride.
Mm. Okay.
Great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's Auburn, so it's possible it was walking.
You could have walked there. It's a small town.
It's also possibly had two cars, but I don't know if having a second car makes like having your first car taken without you knowing what happened. Like,
probably not.
You wouldn't have a car, so be like, well, I got two of them. I'm going to call the cops.
You're right, but I guess it makes the guy that took the car a little bit less of a dick because he didn't leave you stranded.
Right.
But again, it's not like...
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a little piece of Americana that most folks may not even know still happens.
Oh.
And it turns out we in Rochester are great at it.
No kidding.
Like maybe the best of all time.
Wow.
And you'd think, Kimmy, if our area is doing such an amazing job producing these world champions,
yeah,
maybe we'd be doing a little more to make it a bigger deal?
I would think so, right?
Can't wait to find out what this is.
Maybe I can't tell if Tommy's really into this thing or if he's going to hate it.
All right, I'm going to make a prediction.
You
right
said
now.
World champion.
Yeah. Seems like something you would have been into as a kid, maybe.
He can still do it now based on size. Yeah. I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah.
He's going to try and be cool guy and be like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
But he's going to love it. And he's going to be jealous.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Over the weekend, young racers from across the greater Rochester area gathered to show off their need for speed. Hill-assisted speed.
Yeah.
The annual Greater Rochester Soapbox Derby Championships were held in Irondequoit.
Yeah.
And for those who may be a little too young to know, you build a car. It's made out of wood, right?
It used to be, anyway.
Okay. And you make it as aerodynamic as possible. You design the car. You build everything. And you race it down this hill. There's no motor, no engine,
yeah,
right?
It's all gravity.
You got it. Yeah. And, yeah. It's for kids. And it began, back in the day, as the ultimate father-son bonding experience. Mm-hmm. Although, now, there are plenty of moms and daughters that are involved as well. So, Tommy, you'd think this is just like a fun little project.
I'm surprised they still do it.
They still do it annually.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out there's more to it than just, like, bonding time.
Okay.
First off, RIT gave scholarships to the two winners of the event on Saturday.
Wild.
Oh, based on how they built their cars, like just the aerodynamics?
How well they did.
They won. They won the race. They got scholarships to RIT.
Wait. That's like hundreds of thousands.
Well, it's a $5,000 each scholarship, but it's still $5,000.
All right, so it's like $5 off college. Okay.
No, see, $5 grand. Off would be $5 off college. It's more like $5,000 off college.
Good stuff. All right.
But an even bigger deal.
What's that?
The Rochester champions, their journey is not over. They move on.
They go to the Nationals.
No, the World Championships.
World Championships. Are we the only people that do it, though?
No. According to the story on 10 NBC, since 1934, we in Rochester, New York, have produced 18 Soapbox Derby World Champions.
Like they took on everybody.
Yeah. And they won.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
18.
World champs.
In 90 years, we have had a kid from Rochester as the best Soapbox Derby racer in the world 18 times. That's like twice a decade on average.
That's insane.
In the world.
There can't, yeah, like what other city can say they have 18 world champs at something?
Or
the Yankees. And of course, Montreal.
They're not from Montreal. Yeah, or
Boston could probably say it too. Like,
again, not from there.
Like born and
then
and
LA's
raised.
Probably got a ton.
Born and raised? World champs?
All right.
Stupid. He doesn't know how.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
I'm not done.
Right.
Then you can ask me whatever you want.
All right.
If that's not impressive enough, there are three people from Rochester whose Soapbox Derby cars are on permanent display in the Soapbox Derby Hall of Fame.
What the hell is that?
Richard Rohrer from 1955, Norman Westfall from 1956, and Anthony Mariulli from 2003. They're in the Hall of Fame.
The cars are on display?
Yes. Yeah. I believe it's in Akron, Ohio. Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
What does that make sense?
Akron would be the perfect, because I think that's where it all started.
It's where they make tires.
No, but I think it's also where it started. Because Akron's very hilly, and I think that's where the soapbox.
Shut up.
It is. It's very hilly. You've been to Akron. It is. Very steep.
It is Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
I would assume it had more to do with the tire business than it would have.
It probably did, but, you know, busted times in the 30s, give the kids something to do.
Okay. You had a question.
I did? Oh, I did. So, are we the only country that takes it seriously? So, is that like a big field of, like, world competitors?
I don't know.
Like, are we, like... We do it a lot because we like it, but not everybody else really cares.
All right, let's say that's the case.
I mean, it's still a hell of a run.
No, unbelievable. 18. Let's say it's only in America wide. You would still have 18 times where you had kids from Rochester, the best in America.
But, but what do you do with it? Like,
you go into STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay,
that's why RIT is trying to draw these kids into their college winning here in Rochester.
Maybe we got a lot of smart kids.
It
seems like the main countries participating: U.S., Canada, Japan, and Germany.
Oh, you beat the Japanese kids, and you're always talking about how smart the Japanese
it's
kids
tough,
are.
Yeah.
But there have been people from New Zealand that have competed.
But Germany's tough. A lot of engineers in Germany.
She has not said Germany.
Yes, yeah, she said
no,
Germany.
It's Germany. Oh, I did say Germany.
She said Germany.
Japan, U.S., Canada, Japan, and Germany are the fourth on the list.
Oh well, we're smoking the Germans. And the Japanese.
Yes.
Take that.
Again.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Rochester Soapbox Derby Championships were held in Irondequoit over the weekend. The two winners got $5,000 each, scholarships to RIT. But even more impressive, they're going on to the World Championships. And we found out, based on a story on 10NBC, that Rochester, since 1934, has produced 18 Soapbox Derby World Champions. And it's not even like this is something that happened in like the 30s, 40s, and 50s and disappeared.
Yeah.
As far as we know, based on the very detailed results on the National Soapbox Derby website, the last Rochester champion looks like was in 2017, Selena Murphy.
Oh, girl.
I just said there are women.
I know, but a champion.
There's a whole article. I went into a rabbit hole. There was a whole article on the website about.
On Selena?
How in the 1970s, the women's liberation movement pushed for girls to be included in.
Yeah, because Gloria Steinbeck came here, and she dropped the flag and talked to the girls before the race.
Shut up. Nobody knows who that is.
Are you kidding me?
I bet you if we asked.
I'll tell you what. I'll be shocked.
If Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Go ahead.
Well, she is done typing into what she's typing. Go ahead. No, you ask her.
No,
go ahead.
You ask her.
Go ahead.
I'm shocked. You say no. I say I think she knows.
Kimmy, who's Gloria Steinbeck?
Oh, say that again?
Gloria Steinbeck. You know who she is?
Gloria Steinbeck.
She's nobody because it's Gloria Steinem, you idiot. You got
the
name wrong.
That's what I was
thinking. Are the dumbest person on the planet. And the fact that you let me go that long.
I was like, it sounds
well,
like
you didn't
Gloria
pick up on it either.
Yes,
first.
I did, you idiot. I was waiting for you to correct yourself.
I thought she was like some race car driver.
She was.
You and Kimmy won't know who Gloria Steinbeck
was. Steinbeck. I was close.
You're the dumbest person.
Well, that was a problem. They couldn't afford Gloria Steinem, so they got Steinbeck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking.
Her husband was just wrapping up that book.
Damn it. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Rick. Hey, Ricky. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling this. I listened to you folks talking, and my son has won the world championship twice. He was the first kid in 73 years to win it twice.
No kidding.
He's from Webster, New York.
So what year did he win it, Ricky?
He won it in 2010 and 2013.
Wow. So, okay, let me ask you a question. So, what's your son's name?
Ricky Dozens.
All right, so...
It's a great car name.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right, so Ricky and Ricky, did you guys build these cars together? Was it like a father-son project?
Oh, most definitely.
All right, so what do you do for a living that made that car so good?
Well, I actually was an auto mechanic for quite a few years and kept doing it, and I actually raced cars myself. But I worked at Eastman Kodak for 44 years. I'm retired now.
Okay, so I had a theory, and I'm glad you brought this up, Rick. Like, the reason we have so many kids and parents that are good at this, you think about the big three and the amount of engineers, that went into that. I mean, Rick, you know, you're already a leg up.
Yeah, but wouldn't, like, Detroit be number one in the world then?
But it's not about. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
They could have been.
By the way, we don't really have a great track record right now with that business either, Rick. I don't know who we're laughing at. But no, like, I mean, it's not so much about building a car. It's about the engineering of the car.
The aerodynamics.
Testing it out.
Exactly.
Figuring
problems. I would never believe the amount of engineering going into gravity-fed speed. I learned a lot from other guys that did it, and I was a pretty good builder, and my son was an excellent driver, and we had good luck.
All right. So
yeah, you got to build a team. It's all about building a team.
His son is a two-time world
champion. I'm saying you got to build a team. Okay. You're a good mechanic, good driver.
Hey, what's Ricky do now?
He works for a concrete business, and he pretty much he's the second man in command.
Oh, you're Italian?
No, we're not. We're Krauts.
All right, Rick, one more question before I let you go.
Shoot.
Would you say that the experience building these cars with your son was a positive experience?
Oh, I have to be.
Or was it a little, was there tension between you two trying to get this done?
Oh, no, it was great. My son and I are still super close. This did it. And there was the guy that ran Soapbox Derby in Rochester, really promoted it a lot. He was a good guy for the, his name was Mark Scuderi. He was great at promoting it.
That's what the cars sound like when they go down the hill.
Was it
Scuderi? Rick, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, there goes super smart Rick and his superstar son, Ricky.
It's impressive, man. Two-time world champ.
Oh, now you want to be impressed because he called the show? You got to put a face or a voice to it? He's nerd. Oh, I'm pretty impressive, actually.
Got the man Gloria Steinbeck?
Shut. How did you not pick up on that?
I was so close. Steinbeck, Steinem.
Okay. So going back to the question I asked Ricky. Yeah. Or Rick here, right? Yeah. Now, Rick is dad, and he says that he and his son are still super close. Yeah. It was a positive experience, and maybe he's honest, right? Kimmy, I would have to think something with stakes this high. When you're investing, I mean, it looks like it costs a little bit of money, a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
This would probably wreck most parent-child relationships, right?
Yeah, I just know the tension that, like, my dad and my brother had doing, like, Boy Scout activities back in the day. And my dad wasn't an engineer who was, like, you know, probably, like, very focused and wanted it a certain way. So I can't, I almost feel like the better a dad or mom would be at this, the more tension there's going to be because they want it a specific way. You know what I mean?
There's proof of this.
What's that?
On a much smaller scale, if you ever did Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, they got the Pinewood Derby.
Yes. That's what I was thinking.
But those are like model cars you just run.
Yeah. But even with those, like if you've ever worked with a parent building your Pinewood.
It's misery.
But you could tell, like, what jobs each kid's parents had based on how well their car did.
100%. And also how much their parent was willing to cheat by putting in, like, too much weight in the front of the car.
It just teaches you to cheat.
Can you cheat in these Pine or Soapbox Derby cars?
Oh, I'm sure there's, like, an inspection that happens. Like, there's no way. Once it gets especially to, like, the world championship, I'm sure that they're keeping things very... Things are being closely watched.
So I told you I went down a rabbit hole. There's a whole article, too, about a cheating scandal in the 50s where someone put a magnet in the front of the car.
Oh.
How'd that help?
I didn't really read, but it just showed a picture of, like...
The wheels
like
go faster or something?
I don't know.
It almost ruined the sport.
It showed a picture of, like, where they cut the car open and found the magnet.
See, like, families getting busted.
Yeah, like, that would be, like...
Embarrassing as hell.
It's mom or dad's idea. The kid doesn't want to cheat.
It's a pointless race. You decided to cheat. I bet you the prize back then wasn't anything.
Well, there was at one point a $10 limit on what you could spend on the materials.
$10.
But I thought the idea was to go find like scrap wood back in the day and build it into something.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the same now. 252 WCMF again. We're talking about the Rochester Soapbox Derby Championship. So there's two winners that are moving on to the national championship. And we discovered not only did RIT give each of these kids a $5,000 scholarship for winning Rochester, we have had 18 world champion soapbox racers from Rochester, New York from 1934 up until now. We just talked to a guy, Rick, whose son Ricky won it twice.
Yeah.
The only boy to ever win it twice. Two times Ricky, they called him. John's on CMF. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
I had two things. First off, I wanted to say
what led you to go down the rabbit hole of soapbox races?
Well, I wanted to see when the last time a Rochester kid won, which was 2017. But then they had all this like very detailed history, and I was like, wow.
We have a lot of questions.
Look at all that. Okay, now we're learning things here. But your second thing was, I'm sorry, John.
All right, I had a knock-knock joke for y'all.
Oh, thank God.
All right, so knock-knock.
Who's there?
Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Steinem who?
Exactly.
Oh, wait, your phone cut out at the end. What'd you say? What was the punchline?
I said exactly.
John, your phone's killing me, but what did you say you cut out?
I said exactly.
Wait, snacks? Snacks?
Snackly. You're saying snacks?
Snacks?
I think the joke would have been Gloria Steinbeck. I think he screwed that up.
No, I think he was trying to be misogynistic. I think that's what he's going for.
That's actually a pretty good joke if it works either way, right? He kind of keeps you thinking.
No, but it doesn't work anyway. Is he snacks? Are we talking about
Snacklies?
Okay.
It's Gloria Snacklies.
No, I thought you had Zachney's disease.
What's that?
Where your face looks exactly like your ass. That was a killer insult in third grade, bro. What, you got Zachney's disease? What's that?
I think it's called Zachary.
Shut up. So here's what I'm...
I do wonder...
What?
Who Gloria Steinbeck is?
No. Oh. Yes. But also, how much... Is this like a... Is this an expensive hobby to have? Like, do the materials cost a lot? Or is it more, you know, how much time and effort it takes to put into it? Like, I wonder how much this runs the average family that's into it.
Can you Google what a soapbox car would cost? Because, again, it looks expensive. These cars look expensive because there's a picture.
So it's not scrap wood anymore. It's like aerodynamic crap.
I mean, I'm looking at a video from 10NBC.
It's like Formula One or NASCAR.
I'll tell you what they look like. They look like bobsleds from the Olympics.
Oh, really?
With like four wheels on them that go far out. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so it seems like it ranges from like, okay, a used soapbox derby car.
That's a lazy dad. I went on the market.
We had this wonderful experience of searching Craigslist together.
So lowest price sells for like almost $900.
Oh, damn.
The highest can go for as much as almost $6,000.
But that's buying them fully built.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Six G's or anything?
Well, I mean, but again, you're probably paying mostly for labor there. Think how long it would
take.
You know what I mean? All right. Look,
And with the tariffs and everything else right now?
I do think we need more attention on this with the success that we've had.
Where are you going? Bro, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, no, but like, let's put it this way.
I mean, it's a cute story. What do you think? You're going to have like a line of people watching?
No, well, hear me out.
We're
Festival Town USA.
Yes, we are.
How come we don't have a festival around this if we're so good at it? You wouldn't go to a soapbox derby festival? I mean, you get
if it's $5 to park, my life is out.
Tell me you wouldn't want to go watch this for a little
while. I would, but it would have to be like very convenient because it's got to be boring as hell to watch.
That's why you put a festival around it. You do drinks, you do music.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, there's booze?
Well, yeah. You let the kids race first, then you have the festival afterwards. Get a big old audience, mm-hmm. right? The kids deserve an audience for all the work they're putting
that would be a great event.
And then you have, like, you know, the alums that are still around that have won world championships. Ricky has to go through the parade twice.
How about that kid from the 50s? He might be around.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he could be my brother's age.
Yeah, or your age.
I was born late 50s.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't look like it, though. You look like he got run over by a soapbox derby car. And you got Zachney's disease, which was discovered by Gloria Steinem.
Back.
Damn it. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who is this for?
What happened?
Who is this for? Look, we talk a lot about the town of Greece what the government over there does, and like not all of the allegations are like never good.
Yeah.
This is a good story.
All right.
So like, don't get me wrong. It's awesome they have this. But like,
they went too far?
Well, way too far.
Oh.
Way too far. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, Thursday, Greece, the town of Greece, cut the ribbon on their brand new skate park.
Okay.
They have a skate park. It is on the campus of the town hall, and it's huge, 27,000 square feet.
God damn.
I'm looking at a picture of it, Kimmy. I mean, you got a lot of kids in the town.
Yeah, I mean, that town hall has expanded so much. They have, like, that spray park and everything. I mean, like, there's some cool stuff to do there for kids in the area.
And look, the fact that they now, these kids have a place to go and skate, right, takes them out of other places, give them something to do. All of this is a positive thing. Tommy, you've seen skate parks before.
Oh, yeah, we got one right downtown.
Yeah, they're just ramps, concrete, right? That's all the kids need. A couple of poles to, like, grind them. Greece, I guess, looked at those and said, that's
we
not
can
enough.
Do better.
Oh, oh, really?
Boy, can they.
So they
we
stepped
can
up.
Add to it.
The town of Greece's skate park has a theme.
A theme?
A theme. It's a Mediterranean-inspired Grecian theme.
It looks like the Greek ruins.
Yeah. In the skate park, amongst the ramps and hills and things, there are ruins.
Like you would see like in Europe?
Yes. Columns, stone, like statues, fake plants.
Okay.
Amongst all of these kids skateboarding.
They really went for the theme for sure, which is a first for me because I don't know of any other skate park that has a theme.
Nope.
But why would kids be interested in? I could see making a theme that would be for teenagers. What teenager really cares about ancient Greece?
So they don't. And
I mean, it looks cool.
So, to who? A kid wouldn't care.
I mean, that's a point, right? Like, look, I get that you're going for the Greece theme. Yeah, all your schools, except for Odyssey, are named after, you know, Spartans and Trojans and all that stuff.
But it's for kids, to your point.
Yeah.
It's not an educational park. It's a punk park.
No, I mean, bro, I'm looking, like, every angle of this skate park is the funniest damn thing you have ever seen
in
your life.
It probably cost them a lot of money.
I can't. It says, so it says even in, there's a stone. There's a stone when you walk in, and it says Greece skate park in, like, Greek letters.
Oh, okay.
Carved into the stone next to a column that has fallen sideways and is, like, eroding.
Like in ancient times.
Yeah, you got it. Who is this for?
I don't know. Because, like, I just typed it. Like, I was wondering, like, are there themes at other skate parks? But, like, the other themes I'm looking at, it's, like, kid themes.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Monster skate park. Right. You know? There's one that's like, you know, graffiti skate. Like they're you know, they kind of go along with the idea of a skate park.
Sure. But it doesn't even relate to modern.
Well, I guess
life in Greece.
What do you want to do? Give him a bowl of rice?
I know.
No, like life is like in Greece, the town.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like the country.
No, I'm talking about like just what relatable to a kid that grew up in Greece.
What would that be?
Yeah,
you know, old Camaros and fat girlfriends crying. Discarded cigarettes.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. The town of Greece opened a brand new skate park on Thursday. This thing is huge. It looks amazing, and it's themed to ancient Greece. There are columns and plants and carved stones, and it looks like you're skateboarding through the Grecian ruins.
Yeah.
And who the hell needed? I'll tell you what this is, Jimmy.
What?
This is a dad idea that got way out of hand.
But somebody would have to. They all have to vote on it, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they could probably voted for the skate park, but I don't know after that who takes like creative control.
Yeah, but that had to cost a ton of extra money.
Bro, it looks like
Disney
World.
Cement.
It looks like it's cement. Yeah. Cost a ton of money. I hear Ricky put it all together. The soapbox champion.
Like, maybe it was easier to pass if it had a theme.
Why? Yeah.
We're gonna make it look cool. We're gonna make it really centered around the theme of Greece.
But it just costs more money. I'll be honest with you. I kind of want to go down and look at it.
I do want to see it in person.
Like, that's how cool this thing looks. It looks really cool, but I'm a 38-year-old sad
right,
man.
Yeah.
I'm not some 16-year-old.
Hello, young man.
Like, you know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like when you go to Niagara Falls and they have those weird, like, offshoot theme
parks. Yeah.
That's what it looks
like. Okay.
My fear would also be if you make something like this too nice or, like, too... like put together, that's when stuff starts to like break down or get ruined, it upsets people.
Well, that actually works for the Grecian ruins, though.
You
can't further ruin the
ruins. They're new ruins now.
It's crumbling.
No, but like there's definitely going to be kids that are like going to try and jump off, right? Grind on. Yeah, it just seems like a really bad idea. I mean, part was in the right place. Yeah. I don't get the idea. I don't get the original idea. Just make them a skate park. Just make them a skate.
So it's kind of gaudy,
bro. I mean, right?
They go full theme.
It's over, yeah.
But that's
top.
Gaudy town, man. You know, Greece is gaudy town.
Well, they have a pretty cool community center there, though.
Yeah.
Did the guy from Pittsburgh just say Greece is gaudy?
Yeah.
You mean where moms drive German military vehicles to go to Whole Foods?
Well, they, but it's not tacky.
You don't think
tactical.
You don't think driving a Mercedes G-Wagon to buy groceries is tacky?
No, it's high-end class.
Okay. No, it's not. It's not.
If you live in Greece and you have a Corvette with plow attachments and a tow bar, yeah.
That's functional, though. Because the car makes the payments for itself is what it does. Can we take a field trip? I kind of want to go take a field trip.
I do want to see it now, too, because it probably looks pretty awesome.
I'm telling you, man.
It's probably a beautiful bad idea. Right?
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Why is it a bad idea?
Because the stuff you added to it doesn't do anything for anybody. Like, it's not going to draw any more kids to go jump the Acropolis.
Well, I don't know. maybe it'll be a place kids prefer to go, because we do have a few of them now. So, but
I don't
skate the ruins, man.
But I don't get why this would draw me as a teenager.
It wouldn't,
right? And I mean that one downtown is also now expanding. They're building.
But it's just basic.
Yes.
To your point.
Well, I guess look,
it's functional.
Time will tell. Maybe kids will look at this and think it is cool and want to go. I mean, if you're gonna do like social media stuff, I guess that stuff in the background would make it look super cool.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm sure these kids out there skating and rollerblading and BMXing and scootering.
So they're like statues, like Greek statues and stuff.
It looks more like
see a small portion in the story.
It looks more like columns and stone and carved stone.
All right, but like old buildings.
No, not even it's degraded so much. It's just the columns.
Okay,
just the columns. And the Greek letters carved into stone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.